Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yeah, Mike Matheny called us in the last half hour from his hotel in Minneapolis.
That's right.
Even though they got in at 3 in the morning.
He's like, I'm rethinking this one. Someone on the text line says they poop 8 to 10 times a day.
Oh, my goodness.
Then you got an issue, man. You need to go see your poopologist.
What's in your diet?
That.
Yeah, you need to seriously see a doctor about that.
I mean, how much time do you think that takes per dump? Because just multiply that by 10, that's a lot of time you spend taking a poop every day.
Unless you just, like, hate your job, so
that's
you're just
like
constantly
a week's worth of smoking.
That is.
Good Lord, 8 to 10 times per day.
I mean, let's just conservatively say 5 minutes a time.
10 times a week?
You're spending 40 minutes a day taking a dump? God.
Good Lord.
You got to be a baby wipe kind of guy if you're pooping that often too, right?
Oh, you have to. And not baby
you
wipes.
You better own a bidet.
Yeah, but those, you know, the that's awful. If you seriously, if you're going that much,
so much poop,
check your diet.
You gotta call a doctor,
and
man.
Then figure out what's up.
There's like an endocrinologist or something.
I think that's pee. Yeah.
There's a colonologist. You know, I had a colonoscopy about a year ago.
Yeah, would you have to go to the poopologist?
Yeah.
There's got to be an ologist for that.
The cockologist.
Ask the Big 12.
That didn't sound right either.
Ask the Big 12. They'll find somebody for you. Some kind of ologist.
That's so much poop.
8 to 10 times per day. Good Lord.
So we
is it like one little turn every time? I got a lot of follow-ups for this guy.
Why don't you call him and figure it out off the air?
Yeah, we heard from Patrick Mahomes a little bit earlier. His appearance on FS1 where Skip Bayless was trying to knock him off his game and found out he couldn't do it. Ask him about running that WASP, which Skip said was like a punt that they converted. Lauded the guys around Mahomes at taking the shine off the quarterback. They also asked him, could he imagine being still active playing at the age of 43?
I mean, that's the goal. I've talked to a couple of my teammates that have some younger kids, and I always joke with them and I say, I'm going to be playing with your kids whenever you're watching from home. And so, I mean, to play till 43, you got to have that mentality.
Grammarly can help you write quickly and confidently, so you never have to slow down at work.
What?
Stay on.
Okay, then.
Let me tighten that.
Yeah. Hell was that?
I don't know what happened to that one, but I like it though. Pat's got the confidence, like, yeah, I'm gonna be playing for a long time, and you know, we could joke about it now, but
oops.
You don't think that's every quarterback. They're seeing Tom Brady out there, seeing Drew Brees out there. All of their goals now are to play for a long time.
Well, and you have the opportunity to do that now in the NFL because of the way
and
that
then
the
if
rules
not,
work,
you can
right?
lean back on Grammarly.
Yeah, that's exactly right. But I think he's going to be a quarterbackologist for a long time for the Kansas City Chiefs. I think what Patrick Mahomes is going to do is he's going to just continue to play until he's number one at everything in this league. Longevity, championships, MVPs. Like I honestly think
very driven.
This guy wants to be, when he is all said and done with his career, He wants to be and is driven to be the greatest that has ever played. And that's just not from an individual standpoint. He wants to be the greatest that's ever played from a team standpoint and from an individual standpoint. And even though he signed that contract, like, it doesn't matter. He's still driven to be better than he was yesterday. And I think Patrick Mahomes legitimately is one of those guys who wakes up every morning and goes, how can I be better than I was yesterday? And goes out and becomes better than he was yesterday. Yeah. And I don't think there's many guys like that. Like, athletes are unbelievable. They're phenomenal human beings. But Patrick Mahomes is still he's in a different world than all other athletes, sure. Too, man.
Pat, you were saying before you were so rudely interrupted. I probably should turn the computer on, too.
This is going great.
This is just
struggling.
Struggling. Real S show.
Play till 43, you got to have that mentality that Tom's had. To not only be great on the football field, but be great off of it, be able to go out there every single day and take care of your body. And I've put a good plan together with my trainer every single year so far, and I'm going to try to do that and get as healthy as I possibly can so that I can be playing at that age.
I'm glad we got all that in.
That was good. Yeah, I'm glad we did get that. I feel better now.
Just mailing it in.
Have that completed.
Yeah. Whew, that was good stuff.
We chatted with Ben Maller of Fox Sports
good
Radio.
Stuff.
Joins us Thursdays at 7:15. And he had an interesting take on this Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes throw off, which
yes,
we were all
did.
For. We're like, this would be a great TV event. And
I still
and
think it will be a great TV
great.
Event.
He's got an interesting perspective on it, saying Mahomes shouldn't do it.
Yeah, why would Mahomes do this? Listen, he can only lose. He's better than Josh Allen. Nobody thinks Josh Allen is anywhere close to Patrick Mahomes. The only thing that can happen is if he doesn't have a good day, let's say he has a bad breakfast and he goes out and stinks up the joint, then everyone's going to be like, well, he sucks. What's up with that? And if he wins, everyone's going to say he's supposed to win. So, yeah, he's supposed to win, but what are you doing? You're better than Allen. Don't mess around with that.
There is that train of thought too. The hype of it could be better than anything, right? Keep it going. Like, you guys can continue to have this battle. We don't ever have to prove it,
right?
And while we can believe it, what if
you know what it is?
What if he loses? There's nothing. All Josh Allen has.
No, Patrick's not losing.
Allen has
Wichita
everything
State
to gain.
KU all over again.
That's exactly what it is. Yeah, it is Wichita State. Well, KU. But,
no, it's not, because you said KU doesn't have to play Wichita State. Ben's saying Pat doesn't have to play Josh Allen, but you want him to.
No, and this, Pat is clearly KU.
You want him to.
No, I want to watch the event. Yeah, I think it'd be very entertaining.
You don't want to watch KU Wichita State.
No, because I don't really like the Wichita State coach.
Greg Marshall?
Yeah.
Greg with two G's?
Yeah, just
save some G's for the rest of us.
I mean, like, you had a couple of nice years and you're like, you know, you got this fan base all riled up that you need to play Kansas. No, you don't. Stay in your lane. But this would be fun to watch.
But he's right, though. Like, if Patrick Mahomes loses to Josh Allen,
there's nothing to gain from it. Yeah.
Yeah, there's nothing to gain from it. Like, all you only could possibly lose. You win, and everyone's like, yeah, we already knew Josh Allen.
But I don't think, like, Patrick Mahomes, guys, I don't know if you know this, doesn't lose at life.
Because we'd be going, who cares? We got the scoreboard and Super Bowls and stuff. Who cares if he throws harder?
That's true.
Do you have a crystal ball and you saw the show afterwards of what I was saying?
It's exactly what Bob would say. No, he would spin it in some way that Patrick Mahomes is still the best.
We would all be spinning it that way. Like, it would not be, it'd be, forget, you know, so what? Josh Allen throws really hard. Look, he's with the Bills. What have they won?
That's true.
I mean, that's exactly how it
would be. Bob would immediately pull out his win-loss record.
So?
We'd immediately go to what was
an Alex
irrelevant
Smith
stat.
Had a great win-loss record.
What was an irrelevant stat when Alex Smith was here? We would be our immediate go-to,
yes.
Patrick Mahomes.
QB wins are almost about as invaluable as pitcher wins.
We had a Normandy reference, and now we have a Titanic one, too. We'll discuss next.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
Thank goodness there's, like, beverages coming up in, like, 12 minutes for Ryan. Good grief.
It's been a real struggle the last 20 minutes.
Yeah.
You got me all flabbergasted with your terrible poop take.
The porta potty story?
What a terrible take by both of you.
I just think it's... No,
That's not.
Podcast page 66.
I would just say the courtesy of it all. You're not in the practice field very long. You can go before practice.
It's a bathroom.
You can go before practice.
Where else am I supposed to do that?
In the bathroom before practice.
In another bathroom?
Yes, in a regular bathroom. Not the porta potty right on the practice field.
Oh. Tell me when it's okay to poop, all worthy poop lord.
Poopologist. Poopologist.
That's good.
All right, so we had
a fecologist.
We had Lou Holtz bringing up his college football, his like Normandy reference for the second time this week, right? Now we have a Titanic one again.
From a Titanic somebody else. Reference a Titanic or a reference to the Titanic?
To the Titanic.
Like the movie,
yes.
Titanic?
Correct. Well,
it was a good movie.
Let
it go.
The historical aspect of that true story.
Movie. Wait, that was based on a true story?
This comes from a Wall Street Journal reporter by the name of Lane Higgins.
I like Lane.
Covers college football.
Never heard of him.
Mr. Higgins?
It's a Miss Higgins.
Any relation to Mr. Higgins?
I don't know.
They're a Mr. Higgins? Ms.
But
Higgins?
She talked to someone who is...
Let's go to Mr. Higgins. Then.
Very, yes. Very scared.
Very scared.
So the good news is she did talk to someone who is very, very scared.
But did Mr. Higgins participate?
So the writer was Lane Higgins.
Let's go to Mr. Higgins.
Who is quoting...
The bushes?
Dr. Carlos Del Rio.
Who?
One of the NCAA's chief medical advisors.
Never heard of him.
On whether he would go forward with fall sports. Quote, we have a serious problem.
Yeah.
I feel like the Titanic. We have hit the iceberg and we're trying to make decisions of when the band should play.
Hello. What's all this then?
What?
So wait, they're the boat?
Who's the boat and who's the iceberg?
That's a very good question. My takeaway from it is... The band continued to play.
Oh, that band did not stop.
Right?
Yeah.
The band. So let's continue the band playing.
Mm-hmm.
Ultimately, the boat may go down.
It may go down, brother.
But I'm all for the band continuing to play until the boat goes down.
Yeah.
There's so much room on that door.
But I don't think that's where he was going. I think he's saying that this is a.
There's so many empty spots on those life preserver
boats. A no-win situation.
Too.
Yeah.
Women and children only.
Those rich people pushing people out of the way.
Yeah.
Off, you know, like.
Oh, crazy times.
Like the top of college football.
Kind of like college sports.
The top
right?
of college
yeah,
sports.
Very
all
good
those
analogy.
Rich people
good,
pushing,
yeah.
pushing
no,
others
I,
out of the way.
I'm with you. Keep the band playing until the band can't play anymore.
So I think where he's going, Dr. Carlos Del Rio, is that this thing's a no-win situation.
What does
this
have to do with Mr. Higgins?
This was nothing to do with Mr. Higgins.
OJ.
I've lost.
He looking very scared.
I lost you on this one, I think.
But what was this doctor's name again?
Dr. Carlos Del Rio.
That sounds like a General Hospital name. I'm just throwing that out there. That is a soap opera name if
that
I've ever heard.
St. Yeah. Elsewhere.
Yeah. I was thinking Fletch. Hi, I'm Dr. Carlos Del Rio.
Guys, yeah. It's over. Like, really? Like,
the Beatles
you know?
White
I
album.
Mean, are we still talking about this?
So I feel like the Titanic. So the NCAA is like the Titanic who has hit the iceberg. And they're trying to make decisions of when the band should play.
Yeah, that's a great analogy. And you're exactly right. That's what they're doing.
But I want the band to continue to play.
And the band is going to continue to play until we can't play anymore.
Yeah. They're taking requests.
And if the band ends up not being able to play and it's closing time, we all have to go home, then we all have to go home. But at least you gave it a shot. At least you tried your ass off. And, you know, Bill Parcells always had a quote, no medals for trying. In this instance, there are, man, and the SEC and the ACC and the Big 12 and the Conference USA and the AAC, like all of the ones who are still trying to give their student athletes that experience of getting in their sports. Because, again, it is about money, but it's not just about football. There are other fall sports that are going to take place as well that don't make money.
What about the silver and the bronze, though? Those are medals for trying. You were trying to win first.
Yes.
You think somebody's trying to win silver?
No, I don't think anybody's. It's, just go with it.
Just saying.
Is Scott Frost Leo? Is he like on the edge of the ship?
Yeah.
On the front of it?
No, he's the band conductor.
Oh.
That's good. That's
he's
good.
Conducting. He's waving the baton.
He's drawing Nick Saban like one of his French girls.
Yeah. Don't ever let me go. Who's Rose? Rose is like the commissioner of the Big 12.
Got it.
What is happening?
And who is Rose?
Well, Rose is Bob Bowlesby because she's saved. And she let the Big Ten go. And I guess you could say that, what's his name?
Are you getting this crossed with Frozen now?
No.
But Leo.
The let it go.
But Leo.
Leo's the Big Ten, and Rose just let him go. And Rose is the Big 12. Like, I'll save me, but eventually I got to let you go. I got to let you go to save me.
Huh. I think we're quite there yet. Let's reference.
Need to work on this.
Rose was being courted by two men.
But what this
doctor, I don't know that the Big 12's been courted by anybody.
No, by nobody. The SEC and the ACC have courted the Big 12.
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe the SEC is Leo because they're always out in front.
But I think
the Big 12 in this situation is Rose.
I think what that doctor is saying, though, like,
this is getting confusing.
I don't like that attitude, though, Josh.
Yes, because it's very. It's,
I don't
it's,
like your attitude, it's doctor.
Defeatist. It's defeatist. It's very defeatist. You're giving up.
Yeah,
he's a doctor.
But you don't. As a doctor, do you want your doctor
to
walk
peddle
in?
False hope?
No, but you want your doctor to walk in? There's nothing we can do. I'm out.
I just feel like there's no. There's
see
no,
you tomorrow.
You're done.
I think that there's
going to the bar.
I think that there's certainly. Middle ground there.
There's no shot for you.
But when you're giving up on something like this,
you're gonna die.
Aren't you giving up on fighting the whole coronavirus as well? Well, there's no hope. So we're just done? How about you work to find
I'd
the
rather
hope?
Have the when was it over speech than the
get
Titanic.
Get off your ass and go find that hope.
Yeah. I'd rather have Blutarsky in the room yelling about things than this guy.
Yes.
This doctor.
When was it over?
Well, I'll tell
was
you what, over? There's just nothing we can do about it.
Was it over when Dr. Carlos Del Rio said it was over? Hell no.
And it ain't over now.
That was Dr. Carlos Del Rio.
And that's a bad look for a doctor.
I might change my Twitter profile name to Dr. Carlos Del Rio.
if that was my doctor, I'd be finding another one fast.
I just have a feeling that he's always introducing himself. I'm Dr. Carlos Del Rio.
Yeah, I tell you what, there's just Rolls nothing.
Sure you are.
There's nothing we can do here.
Sure you are. That sound like a made up doctor.
It does. It really does. And Dr. Higgins, Mr. Higgins was involved.
Surprisingly enough, if you've been listening over the last hour, we haven't even delved into the beverages yet. We will.
Here we go.
We will. And we got to get into the UMass coach.
Oh God.
Sticking with the strange theme, right? The UMass coach. We'll discuss him next.
I don't know what he's gonna be doing.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
There's been a time or two where we might have accused a football coach or two of being a little bit like out of touch.
Knuckle draggy.
Real world, out of touch. Bike shorts a little too tight.
Whistle a little too tight around his neck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess our friend, the head football coach at UMass, Dr. Carlos
friend.
Del Rio.
Oh, he's not the UMass head coach.
Oh, he's not. Oh, sorry. I was totally confused. But the UMass head coach may have taken this to another level.
That's an understatement. I mean, this is a guy that said, I think, one of the worst, if not the worst things I've ever heard a sports figure say. And
okay.
This is, no, it is. I mean, it really is. Walt Bell, the coach at UMass, coming off a 1-11 season last year, had this quote, according to The Athletic. You know, my dad passed away in 2008. My biological mom OD'd in 2012. And to be honest with you, this is probably a tougher day than both of those. UMass coach Walt Bell on canceling the season.
Whoa. What do we got here?
The UMass coach, coming off a 1-11 season, had arguably the worst quote that I've ever heard somebody in sports say. And people say dumb things all the time in sports, including us. I'm talking about us. We've said some dumb things. I've said some dumb things.
Got at least three of them in the last hour.
Right. But this comment here just shows how out of touch you are, and maybe part of the reason why you were 1-11. Your priorities are out of whack, man. Your dad died, your mom OD'd, and the football season being canceled was a tougher day than both of those? Man, it's all
and
about...
Again, let's not rule out the fact that his parents sucked. Like, some people's parents suck.
But you know what? It's still your parents.
Then
and
I wouldn't
still
bring it
die.
Up as a reference.
Yeah, and that's a fair point too, Josh.
Like, if you just didn't have a good relationship with your parents, that's fine. I wouldn't bring that up as a reference. I think he's bringing it up as a reference to say this was super meaningful to him.
Yeah.
Even more so than when both of his parents died.
Right. And my parents are dead, and my mom OD'd, and it was really bad. But, man, this is worse? This is worse than your parents dying? Okay, man.
I mean, maybe his parents suck. Maybe his entire life, as most other football coaches are, revolves around football. Maybe that's his family. And having to break that news as I'm looking at his Twitter account, seeing what a miserable day. My heart aches for all the players losing opportunities they've worked for their entire lives. Like, he's the one that had to be the bearer of that news and tell him that.
Well,
assuming it sucked for him. I don't know if it sucked more than losing.
I think that's where his point of reference is. It was so hard for him to tell the kids.
Maybe.
That he felt like it was a day that
it
was.
It wasn't like he had to tell
By
anybody.
The way, the caveat, my parents sucked. Like, if he mentioned that, I'd be like, well, I'll tell you what, growing up, my parents really sucked.
But guys, they didn't have to tell the kids.
But then it wouldn't
if
be a good reference, Ryan.
If you're
he
watching
said
the
my parents
news,
sucked, yes. And this was worse than that, he used it as something.
But we
that
do
was,
it tongue in cheek, right? Like, oh man, I've got three kids, and then my wedding day. But like, this is the happiest day of my life when the Chiefs won the Super Bowl, right? Like that. Like we do that all the time.
But you always say after my wedding day, after my kids were born, all of that
Apparently
stuff.
Apparently, we don't just. Associate like, the tongue-in-cheek comments anytime it's a negative.
It's like, other than Mahomes, that should be part of it.
Yeah.
Other than my...
I mean, other than family's got to come first.
Dad
man.
Died and my mother ODing. This was the toughest day that I have had.
Right. Other than these tragic events. Fine.
No, he went over it.
No, the canceling a season of football at a school that went 1-11, that was worse than your mom ODing and your dad dying.
Maybe they sucked. You don't know.
God,
that'd be Ryan's first question. He's in the front row.
Yeah, did your parents.
Yes, question Ryan, for you, question. Walt. Yeah. Coach, your parents suck. How was Thanksgiving like? Is it terrible?
Were your parents?
But as a parent, I'm looking at that guy. I'm like, I don't want my kids playing for that guy.
If you've been listening over the last hour, you probably wondered you guys start drinking early. That's not the case. We're going to start drinking now. It's time for beers with the boys, powered by Standard Beverage and Jack Daniels with us today. Kevin Anderson, the state manager in the state of Kansas for Jack Daniels, is joining us. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming on again. We have
we got a lot to get through.
Varieties.
A lot of beers
in front of us today.
A lot of drinks.
A lot of beverages in front of us.
Where are we starting, Josh?
I'm pouring the first. I'm going to go, Kevin, I'm going to go with the watermelon punch. This is one I have not had before.
Yeah, you guys got a lot of these blackjack colas. You got the watermelon punch. You got the down home punch. You got the cherry limeade stuff going on, the regular lemonade. Like, you guys are knocking it out of the park with these Jack Daniels coolers, huh?
Well, I got to be honest with you. I'm kind of jealous. You guys have got five options in front of you, and I've only got two in front of me. But I do have the watermelon punch, so I'll taste it with you.
Okay.
Sounds good, man. You need to get on your folks for not giving you the proper supply of beer like the good folks at Standard Beverage dropped off at my door yesterday.
You need to find some people.
Well, I ran downstairs to the home bar, and I realized they only had two flavors available today. So my bad. But, yeah, we have actually eight flavors available, a total of eight. So you've got five to choose from today. We've got three others, Berry Punch, Southern Citrus, Southern Peach. Kind of like to think there's a flavor for every occasion, depending on what mood you're in.
I like this Jolly Rancher Watermelon Punch, man. It smells and tastes just like a watermelon Jolly Rancher. Yeah. And, yeah, it doesn't taste like alcohol at all. I can feel myself drinking about 10 of these and, have myself a nice little day.
Just like watermelon, it's so refreshing, especially great. Again, it's middle of the summer, hot outside, super refreshing. Absolutely love it.
Do these mix as well?
So if you want to take your drink and maybe spike it up with a little extra Jack Daniels, that certainly never hurts.
Oh, okay. I like that. So you would pour whiskey into all of these and make them that much better than they already are.
It's an option for you should you choose to go that route.
Okay. All right.
I like how you phrase it.
What's the next one you want us to try? We got a down-home punch here sitting right in front of us we can pop open if you want.
That is the number one flavor in the U.S. So I'd say down-home punch is our number one flavor. It's our biggest seller. So I definitely would love for you to try that one.
And then our second biggest flavor nationally would probably be the Lynchburg lemonade.
Tell us, describe the down-home punch for us.
So basically, it's like if you're making a citrusy punch. If you're having a party, and you want that punch flavor with a little bit of a Jack Daniel's kick to it. So very citrusy. It's just it's another really refreshing option.
Yeah, and it's really good. And again,
you
don't taste the
probably
booze,
trouble.
You know?
But yeah. Eventually, it's trouble. But
not
yeah.
that that's a bad thing. But you're drinking these, and you're like, man, these taste great. You don't even feel like oh, I can taste that in the background, or there's alcohol in it. I mean, it tastes like a non-alcoholic beverage, and I think that's a good thing, and it's like Josh said, maybe a bad thing as well too, because you got 10 of these in, you're like, whoa.
Yeah, and we keep the ABV lower. It's 4.8% ABV, so it's obviously not quite as high as if you're walking into a bar and having a Jack and Coke or a Jack Daniels or a Lynchburg lemonade. It's not quite that high, but that again, that offers you the refreshment, and that's what we want. We want folks that are fans of Jack Daniels brand to be able to experience a Jack Daniels flavored drink that's a little bit more sessionable, not quite as high test, and you can have a few and still not quite feel the effects of the alcohol.
All right, we were talking about it earlier. How big a market share right now are beverages like this in the United States? It seems like every day more and more beverages like this are coming out onto the scene.
It's huge. In fact, it's Jack Country Cocktails is having their best year ever, to be honest with you. The demand right now is far outpacing our supply. So we've tripled our production capacity to try and keep up with demand. So it's definitely a hot category right now. What most people don't even realize is we've had this product for almost 30 years. I think we're at 28 years right now. So it's been around for a long time, and frankly, it's probably one of our best years ever. So it's definitely a great time for our product.
Why the explosion right now? Why do you think so many people are switching over to your product like the Grubin?
Well, I think there's obviously a lot more consumption at home with everything that's going on. Yeah. It just makes it easier to go into the store or something that you can pick up and enjoy at home without having to try and mix this yourself. I mean, I certainly encourage folks to, if you. Hey, oh, by the way, and I heard you use the term mixologist.
Yes.
Early mm-hmm. today in your show, and I was really impressed on how you worked that one in.
Thank
but
you.
If you're not a home mixologist, this is a great way to enjoy different refreshing drinks and flavors without having to make your own.
We're leaning on their mixologists who already have done it.
And I'm fine. You guys do it all for us because you guys, it's amazing. I always say this to people. When you go to a bar and they make the drink for you, it's fantastic. You try to make it at home, it's never the same. Even vodka over ice isn't the same at home as it is at a bar. So I'm going
to
let you guys.
There is a science to it, yes.
There is. Yeah. I'm going to let you guys take care of all the dirty work behind the scenes so that I can just enjoy the beverage and not have to do anything except sit there and drink it and watch the TV.
Yep, and we've got all natural flavors, and when you go to the store, you can buy these in the 10-ounce bottles, which I think you've got in front of you. They're available in six packs. We also have single-serving cans that are 16-ounce. So we've got a couple options for you on how you like to consume it or how big of a portion you would like.
And now in eight flavors, right?
Eight flavors, yep.
And available on both sides of the state line?
Absolutely.
Kevin, thanks again for joining us today. Appreciate it.
Absolutely, my pleasure, gentlemen. You have a great afternoon.
It's Kevin Anderson from Jack Daniels and Beers of the Boys. I remember last year we had the Country Peach.
Yeah, that was a good
one,
too.
I brought that home. My wife loved it. And then suddenly it was, like, gone. And I called Kevin, like, where can I find it? And I went around to like three different stores.
Are you actually did the
I was on a hunt. Like I gotta find some six packs of this and ended up he's like, hey, it's available here. We like pinpointed. I pinned him on the map. Like, all right, I've gotta go. Yeah. Jumped in the car and went and grabbed some.
It's nice to have the connection with standard beverage because if there's something you need, you can just say what store is it at?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. But these are widely available. They're really good though, and they're not as heavy.
No, they're not heavy at all.
As having, a Jack and Coke or something, but you can have that in The Blackjack Cola one is really, really good, too. So,
how about the cherry limeade one that we're drinking
Interesting,
right now?
Interesting, yes.
Tremendous.
Yeah.
Ryan's back there like, oh, this is great.
This is tremendous.
This one smells great.
Yeah, they all smell great. And I'm a big sucker for a red drink. I think anything red tastes really good.
Mm.
And all of these are like red. The Down Home Punch, the Watermelon Punch, the Cherry Limeade. Like, and they're amazing drinks, man.
It is Beers to the Boys, powered by Standard Beverage.
On that.
And Jack
that?
Daniels.
Just went Gruden on that one. Yeah. They're amazing drinks, man.
16-0, Ben.
This drink, I love this drink.
Pound the table if you're with
cherry
me.
Cherry limeade, Down Home Punch.
Pound if you're with me.
Knock on some wood if you're with me.
Yeah, that's it.
Win, win, win.
If it takes a form, would you do it? Next.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
Mike Matheny does join us Wednesdays at 9, and then he was on today as well at 8:40. So you never know when the Skip's going to call in, usually after a win.
Usually after a win,
he's been calling
yeah.
in. He said 3 a.m. arrival in Minnesota and joined us today for about 5 minutes or so. Check
Good
it out, the
Lord.
On-demand section.
Well, I guess the game got over 9:20-ish Central Time. That was almost a four-hour ball
yeah,
game.
Yeah. Well, you had that 20-minute finger delay.
Umpire delay, yeah.
So, and then both pitchers had the long innings that inning, and then the
anybody remember that guy's name?
The ump.
Fetty Von Wigglestein, I think.
That's his name. Chris Conley? No, that's a former
Crosby,
chief.
I think, wasn't it?
Something Mason Crosby?
Oh, it was Bing Crosby.
Bing Crosby, yeah, that's right.
So you had two pitchers with long innings plus the finger. So that took a little
Chris
bit longer.
Chris Conroy, the name.
Chris Conroy, that's it.
I thought it was Fetty Von Wigglestein.
So Mike Matheny did call in today from Minneapolis. On Little Sleep and joined us for a few minutes. So you can check that out on demand section, 610sports.com or via the radio.com app.
Sidebar real quick. I saw a tweet earlier, made me feel incredibly old. I'm getting into that area now where like things make me feel old.
I'll give you something to make you feel old here in just 1 second.
Mickey Mantle died 25 years ago today.
Mickey Mantle?
Yeah.
Mickey Mantle.
So
the Commerce Comet passed away 25 years ago today.
Which is very interesting because on that same exact day, 25 years ago today,
it got me with the Mantle.
It is when, yeah, that's really good. It's not Kenneth Mantle, my friend from Facebook, but Mickey Mantle. 25 years ago today, my parents packed up the car and drove me to KU. And so the Mickey Mantle death was on the day that I left for KU, and it was 25 years ago today that I left for college. So that makes you feel old as well when you start to think, like, 25 years, man. I was only 18 when I left for college. I've been
when
gone.
When Mickey Mantle died?
Yeah, I've been gone longer, much longer now than, you know, getting raised and whatnot. Like, 25 years went fast, brother.
It took 25 years, I feel like.
25 years went fast, and the older you get, the quicker it goes. Like, as bad as this year has been, and this year has sucked.
Unless you're Patrick Mahomes.
Unless you're Mahomes. He's the only person.
Winning.
He's the only person in the world that can say, you know, I really enjoyed 2020. This year has
shut up, Pat.
Yeah, this year has sucked so bad. But we're already halfway through August.
I thought it was pretty
August.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah. He's the only one who can sit there and go, you know, it actually was a pretty good year.
Oh, good for you, Matt.
God, could you remember how bad 2020 was? And Mahomes is like, no, I thought it was pretty good. I got paid a half a bill. I won a Super Bowl. What else did he do this
wrong?
Year? Yeah. So
put Skip Bayless in check.
Yeah. I mean, like.
Got like a pair of $400 socks from GQ.
Right. Yeah. He did a GQ photo shoot. Like 2020 has been awesome.
Man,
for Patrick
the most
Mahomes.
Expensive tracksuit known to man.
Got a $300,000 car.
Oh,
know.
Yeah. I forgot about the Lambo.
Yeah. I think, you know, Dieter may have moved out. I it's been a good year, right? It's been a really good year for Mahomes.
They grow
okay?
up so fast.
They really do. But 20, as bad as this year has been, we're already halfway through August. I think from a time standpoint, Josh, I think this year has flown by, and it can't go. I mean, like, I wish we could speed it up, right, and get it done with. But, man, 25 years ago today, Mickey Mantle died and I left for college. Like, that went with a blink of an eye, that was gone. God, the older you get, man.
Rest in peace to the Mick.
Good times.
Mantle.
And do you know he was only like 62 when he died, too?
Did he ever play with Joe Domingo?
He did. Joe Domingo. He did.
What about Von Winkelstein?
Fetty Von Winkelstein? No. Yeah. That's just Clay Travis's guy.
Who, by the way, still hasn't gotten credit for that interview.
No.
He's still fighting for it,
still
though.
Battling that one.
Darn. So Major League Soccer had the Corona teams play against each other yesterday. The first game back was where the Corona teams they kicked out of the tournament.
So it was the Dallas Corona Cup.
Yeah, Dallas against Nashville.
Nashville.
Okay.
I was going to say Memphis.
That's good if you're going to get anybody sick. Let it be the other one.
Yeah. So fans going to the game had to sign a waiver that they would not bring legal action against the clubs, MLS, etc., if they were to contract COVID-19.
I think that's going to be kind of the wave of the future now, right?
It seems like it.
What is that going to do to the secondary ticket market? Because if you buy the ticket and have to, like, check a box, you know, accept terms and conditions type of thing.
Well, this one was, like, an online form you could go on and download and then, like, check off the boxes and then resubmit it.
No, but I'm saying, like, what if you buy tickets from a scalper or something in the parking lot?
Same process.
You probably do it at the stadium, right?
Yeah, same process. You go. I mean, it was a website set up by FC Dallas to where you could go to their website. It was like a little PDF that you could pull up on your phone, and then you could check a box here, you could check a box here.
Do you have to, like, show that when you walk into the gate, though, to prove that you signed that?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's fine.
All right. Okay.
I'm just wondering
how they do that. Like, if you buy the tickets on the street.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to affect the secondary market any because they're actually, like, it's not.
It's not part of the thing that you scan.
Correct.
When you
it's not part of buying a ticket. It's just part of getting into the game.
Okay.
And I don't have a problem with these.
No, I don't either. I also don't know.
I don't fall in the camp of my first thought would be, oh my gosh, if I were to get something like this, I'm going to get whoever gave it to me. You know what I mean? That's just not my personal nature anyway, where I would think about, oh my gosh, they have money. I'll go ahead and sue them to see what I could get out of it.
You're not that litigious?
No, I wouldn't fall in that category either, where I'm thinking, you know what? If I got COVID, it was traced to a soccer game, I'd go ahead and sue.
But I would also like
apparently
to
there
point
are, and
out,
I don't blame the teams for having these defenses.
CYA,
And I feel like that if you acknowledge you're taking a risk by going there, fine.
I mean, but do you really need to do, like, I'm fine with it. Sign the waiver, cover your ass, all of that. Do you really need to do this?
Yes.
Like, since March, we have known about this. Unless you're living under a rock, you can't, in the right mind, say, oh, I had no idea I wasn't supposed to go into a large gathering right now.
Yeah, but people
like,
sue
unless
for
you're
everything.
Ned Yost, well, who claims you didn't know about the lockdown.
You have to have it in the fine print to...
Yeah, you've got to do it. You've got to do it because there are people that will sue for everything.
I can't under any circumstance understand how anyone would award any damages to somebody who could claim in, what is it, August now? We've been doing this since March. You've had 5 months. Where have you been for the last 5 months? You weren't aware that you were supposed to avoid large gatherings?
There's a lot of
you
people that don't believe this is real and will sue. And it's not about awarding damages.
But if you don't believe
process.
It's real and you're going to a sporting event and then you get it, then that's just on you, man. That's just you for being a moron, number one. And then when it happens, all of a sudden you're going to flip the script and say you're going to sue somebody because you were an idiot? Like, I get
that happens every day.
I get the covering your ass part about it.
I spilled hot coffee on myself. Let me sue the coffee shop.
Well, I mean, that you can have certain, there's some wiggle room, right? Like, did they put the lid
Fetty
on
von
right?
Wigglestein, yeah.
Like, did they do this right? Did they do this right? I don't feel like there's any wiggle room. We have been telling you since March, stop going in crowds. Don't get within 6 feet of people and put a mask on. Like, if you haven't gotten that memo, like, if you're not doing it, that's your own personal choice. I think you're a jerk, but that's your personal choice. If you're going to say you don't acknowledge it and then you're going to turn around and sue me because the thing you didn't acknowledge suddenly happened to you, no, you deserve what you got.
Yeah, but people will sue. And I don't blame teams for having this at all on their deal. I don't blame them at all. You have to cover your own ass right now because, again, we do. We live in a litigious society, right? Everybody wants to sue. Everybody's looking for an easy way out. People want to take advantage of certain situations. So, at the end of the day, what's it hurt the team to put out a form that makes you sign it? And if you don't sign it, you don't go in. Simple. It's a very simple process. And if you don't want to sign it, then don't go to that game. It's not your right to go to a game.
I mean, I could see how you'd say maybe that you felt like that stadium didn't take the precautions necessary to keep you safe. Would be the argument if you were going to have such lawsuit. That wouldn't even cross my mind. Like, I'm going to go after them because I got it.
I have
no problem signing the waiver or going in either. Like, I'm here on my own volition.
It's just, like, to me, it's the same as football players now claiming ignorance about, like, brain damage, okay? Like, you've been through enough of it. to where you know the assumed risk that's involved with this. I'm fine with you having to sign a waiver. I just think it's ridiculous that we have to get to that point, because if you are one of these people who's like, oh, you know what, I could go sit in a crowd of 20,000 people right now, you're already kind of suspending some of your own beliefs anyway.
Yeah.
And you're saying, I'm going to throw caution to the wind. The hell with what every medical expert in the entire planet is telling me. I'm going to go ahead and do this. Like, if you went to a crowd of 20,000 people and then you're going to turn around and go, I didn't realize I wasn't supposed to do that, you have not been paying attention for a very long time.
Little breaking news on the way out from the NFL. George Kittle has a new contract.
Oh.
The 49ers tight end, a 5-year, $75 million extension, according to Ian Rappaport. It's also being reported $30 million in guaranteed money.
That's best tight end in the NFL.
Kelsey is 5 years, almost $47 million. 5 for $47 million for Kelsey, and now 5 for $75 million for George Kittle. So just putting that in a little
say
context
those again.
For you. 5 for $75 million for Kittle. Right. 5 for $47 million is Travis Kelce deal.
Wow. $30 million for blocking?
That extra blocking gets you extra
cheddar.
When did
Travis sign his check, though? That was when Dorsey was still the GM.
Yeah,
So like in a span of 4 years, the tight end position has gone up that much?
Yes.
Yep.
I'm Travis Kelce. I'm knocking on the door today. Yeah. Hey, Brent.
You probably are. You're going to get some. Mahomes cut your check.
Heard Pat left some on the table. Is there any of that left?
Yeah. Hey, you just restructured Okafor.
Cody and Gold, come your way next here on 610 Sports Radio.
Well, we're done.
And
I gotta go. Bye.
Have a great day, Bobby. Thank you. Go Royals.
Talk to you later.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.